artist Nedra Bonds started quilting at the age of 6.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice. I come from a family of quilters on both sides. So this was something that we did based upon who we were, based upon, you know, needs of the family, and we just always have done it.
But it's something Bonds put aside as a teenager and didn't return to for decades, or at least until the 1980s, when there was talk about building a landfill where she grew up in Kansas City, Kansas, Quindaro.
There were no images of the history of Quindaro. It was a site on the Underground Railroad, and there were no images.
So Bonds stitched images of Quindaro's history, including slaves crossing the Missouri River into the free state of Kansas, on a quilt with a bright yellow border. This quilt toured the state, and the proposed landfill was later dropped after ruins and artifacts were uncovered. Now Bonds is working on a new series of quilts with drawings created by kids growing up in her old neighborhood.
Literacy baskets can go on the floor under your desk, Angel. Excuse me, sweetheart.
At Quindaro Elementary School, 2 third-grade classes are packed in one classroom as kids sit at desks or in rows cross-legged on the floor.
This is Miss Bonds. She is visiting with us, and she's going to tell us about a project that we're going to be doing that involves Quindaro heroes from around your community.
Nedra Bonds stands at the front of the room next to a projector with images at the ready of notable people who once lived in Quindaro, such as R&B and soul performer Janelle Monae.
Janelle Monae, anybody ever heard of her? Who's Janelle Monae? Who is she?
Famous singer.
A famous singer. Did you know that she grew up in Quindaro?
No.
And she sings, she's an actress, she dances, and she does things for the community. So she's going to be one of our heroes that we'll talk about, okay?
That's so encouraging. It's humbling. It's you know, it's beautiful to be acknowledged.
Wearing her trademark bright pink lipstick and pompadour, Janelle Monae was in Kansas City for a sold-out concert at the Uptown Theater. She'd made other stops on this day, including her alma mater, F.L. Schlegel High School.
Well, I'm a product of Kansas City, Kansas, you know, Wyandotte County to be exact. And when I write music, I'm always thinking about how can I give back? What can I say that could give back to the next generation of people? Especially people growing up in my hometown.
The children's drawings of hometown figures like Janelle Monae, transferred to fabric and sewn into quilts, will provide a backdrop for a play written by another quilter. Nancy Dawson met Nedra Bonds 3 decades ago when they were campaigning against the landfill. Now they're working to present a performance of a play by Dawson called Stories from the Dirt.
If the dirt could talk, it sure tells a lot. 'Cause in this here, dirt, cannon fired and bloodshed, and my ancestors, them old slaves, their bare feet runs to freedom, right here, in this here dirt.
The play will be performed in the Quindaro graveyard, where Dawson's great-grandmother, a runaway slave, is buried.
Many of the issues regarding the enslavement are still very difficult to talk about for people. You know, we talk about the civil rights movement a little bit better, but that still has some difficulties. But when you talk about slavery, that's real hard. That causes people to turn red and want to avoid you and so forth.
Dawson gets into difficult topics with her own quilts, too. She calls herself a social change quilter.
Because quilts are seen as something warm and fuzzy, and people like them, they like to hold on to them. But I like to take them in and take that warm and fuzzy approach and put something on it that is thought-provoking, that makes them think about the world around them.
And it's through theater and quilts that Nancy Dawson and Nedra Bonds hope to get people to talk about the issues of the past, present, and future of Quindaro. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.